在约翰福音啊，约翰福音是一本非常不同的一本书。
The Gospel according to John is quite a unique book.
因为这里面谈到很多啊神，有关于神的本性。
It specifically talks about God's character, His nature.
所以四本福音里面，约翰福音大概是最深的一本。
So it is the deepest of all four Gospels.
那在约翰福音里面啊，有十几次在谈到真这一个字。
And the Gospel mentions the word true over 10 times.
那这是其他的福音书里面所没有的。
That's also what sets it apart from the other Gospels.
那圣经里面的真啊，就是跟神有关系。
And when the Bible talks about true, it talks about God.
我们大家都知道，真啊，在这个世界是很重要的。
And truth or true is important in the world.
啊，比方说，你如果要买一个钻戒
，If you say want to buy a diamond ring，
哦，那个真的钻戒跟人造的钻戒价值差很多。
And a real diamond is a lot more valuable than a fake one.
哦，比方说啊，如果你有很多的美钞
，And suppose you have a lot of cash.
哦，到最后，这个美钞如果是不是真的，那就跟废纸一样。
And then you realize that all these bills are fake, then they're worthless.
哦，是有真的美钞才有价值。
Only a real bill has value.
所以到非洲去，你如果要拿美钞去换非洲的钱，它都有一个机器，你过去以后，那个机器会响，这是真的，那它再跟你换。
And if you go to Africa and you want to exchange your U.S. dollar to the local currency, they have a machine that tests whether the bill is real.
好，我们大家啊都不要假的啊，都是要真的。
We don't want what is false or what is fake.
好。那我们从约翰福音来看，这个他在谈到真啊，到底有跟我们有什么关系
？So what does this discussion of true in the Gospel of John have to do with us？
好，我们现在来看约翰福音17章。
Let's read John chapter 17.
约翰福音的17章。
John chapter 17.
第3节。
Verse 3. John chapter 17, verse 3. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
Okay, 这里说认识你独一的真神啊，这里讲真神。
Jesus talks about the only true God.
他为什么不讲神，而且加一个真神
？Why didn't he just say God? Instead, he said true God.
啊，因为在那个时代里面，已经有很多人在拜神。
Because many people worship God even in those days.
啊，但是很多人拜的神不是真神。
But the God they worship is not the true God.
如果我们看英文圣经哈，这个神这一个字。
So if you read the passage.
啊，神这一个字哈。
Look at the word God.
这个基如果是真的，它又用大写的。
When the Bible refers to the true God, it's the word God is capitalized.
那如果其他的神，他就用小写。
And if it's other false gods, it is not capitalized.
就同样是 God， 就是神哦，它有大写跟小写，就是要分啊真正的神跟一般的。
So the word is spelled the same, but the true God is distinguished by its capitalization.
那今天我们要拜神，就是要找到这一位真神。
And when we worship God today, we must worship the true God.
好，那这个找到真神哈，到底跟拜假神有什么差别
？So what is the difference worshiping the true God versus the false God?
最后的结果不一样。
What your destination will be different.
好，我们看这个第三节最后一句话。
Please read the last part of verse 3.
这就是永生啊。
Oh, the first part, it says, Jesus says, now this is eternal life.
认识独一的真神就是永生。
To know the only true God is eternal life.
所以你看很多人在拜神，他都是为着 今生的好处，为现实的利益在拜。
Many people worship God for to benefit their lives today to have some gain.
身体健康啦，或者说发财啦。
They worship God for good health or good fortune.
所以只要能够达到这个目的，什么神都可以拜。
And as long as they get what they want in this world, then they don't care which God they worship.
而事实上，一般人所拜神也有一些体验。
And in fact, people worship have.Some experiences when they worship other gods.
回教、道教、佛教全部都有一些体验。
Whatever religion you believe in, you can have some sort of experience in God.
那个体验从哪里来？
But where does that experience come from?
这里说你是独一的真神。
Jesus said, God is the only true God.
神是独一的。
God is, there's only one God.
没有第二个神。
There's no other God.
那没有拜到这个真神，就是拜到魔鬼啊。
And if you are not worshiping this true God, then you're worshiping the devil.
所以没有拜到真神比没有拜神更可怕。
So if you're not worshiping the true God, it is more terrible than not worshiping God at all.
因为没有拜到真神，就是拜到魔鬼。
Because you might be worshiping the devil.
那魔鬼也有一些权柄。
The devil has power.
所以圣经说，魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子。
The Bible tells us the devil is like a roaring lion.
他为什么要用狮子来描写？
Why is the devil described as a lion?
为什么神不感动彼得说魔鬼好像吼叫的老虎，吼叫的老鼠？
Why didn't God move Peter to say the devil is like a roaring rat?
如果魔鬼好像吼叫的老鼠，那老鼠过街人人见打就要打。
Because if when a rat runs across the street, you want to kill it and stomp on it.
因为老鼠是你可以控制的。
A rat, you can, you're not afraid of a rat.
那魔鬼是吼叫的狮子。
But if the devil is a roaring lion,
就力量很大。
Then he is powerful.
所以你要很谨慎啊。
You must be careful.
人你只要靠神，你就可以把他制服。
As long as we rely on God, we can overcome him.
但是如果没有靠神，你就被他吞了。
But if we do not rely on God, then he devours us.
然后圣经又说，魔鬼就是世界的王。
The Bible also says the devil is the king of the world.
所以你看，魔鬼在试探耶稣。
When the devil tempted Jesus,
他也可以把世界的荣华变给他看。
He showed him the glory of the entire world.
所以不是所有人赚钱都是从神来的。
So, not when you make money, it is not always, coming from God.
魔鬼也可以让人赚钱。
Because the devil can let you make money.
所以你看，有很多的这个中国餐馆。
And you look at many Chinese restaurants.
他都有一个神位在那里。
Many Chinese restaurants have an altar on their wall.
那为什么
？Why？
因为他要开始开张的时候就要拜他的神，希望能够带给他这个生意很好。
Starting from their grand opening, they worship whatever God to bring them good business.
但是也一定有一些体验，所以他才会继续拜。
And they must have had some gained something out of that, or else they would not continue to worship.
如果他拜那个神生意越来越糟，可能那个神早就被他丢掉了。
And if because if business gets worse, they probably would have thrown away that idol.
也是有一些体验。
They have some experience from that God.
我以前遇到一个慕道者，后来我们教会信主。
Talked with a truth seeker who later believed.
他在开那个脚踏车店。
什么？
脚踏车的店。
Oh, he had a bike shop.
他说他农历的这个初一跟十五一定要拜。
And he said he will worship his God on the first and the 15th day of the lunar year.
那一拜完之后，哇，初二跟十六生意做不完。
And he said for sure the day after he worshiped the idol, his business is the best.
然后他用水果拜跟用猪头拜，结果又不一样。
And the results are different when you worship the idol with fruits and vegetables or meat and meat.
所以如果拜神只为着今生的好处、今生的利益，有时候你拜偶像也会有一些体验。
So if you worship God purely to have some gain in life, then you can achieve that by worshiping idols.
但是最后的结果一定不同。
But your final A result is different.
这里说，认识你独一的神就是永生。
Jesus said, "It is eternal life to know the only true God."
永生就是永远活着。
Eternal life is to be alive forever.
那这个永生在哪里
？Where is it?
在神的国度里面。
It is in the kingdom of God.
就将来在天国里面。
In the heavenly kingdom. In the future.
那是好的无比的地方。
It is a wonderful place.
那如果我们没有拜到这一位真神，
And if you do not worship the one true God,
就跟永生没有份。
Then you have no part in this eternal life.
那跟永生没有份，圣经里面讲就是永行永死。
And if you have no part with eternal life, the Bible says you have a part with the eternal punishment and eternal death.
哦、那个永死不是像人死掉都都没有知觉的。
Eternal death is not like death of the flesh where you don't feel anything anymore.
如果永死哦，像我们人死掉就没有知觉，那丢到地狱我也不怕。
If that eternal death is just something that happens in one moment, then I'm not afraid to be thrown into hell.
因为死了，你怎么用刀子砍他，用机关枪扫他，他也没有知觉。
When a person dies in this world, it doesn't matter how you cut him or how you shoot him, he doesn't feel anything anymore.
但是灵魂不会死。
But the soul does not die.
所以永死是指的那个不会死的灵魂进到地狱里面受刑罚，叫做永死。
So eternal death refers to the soul that does not die, but yet is punished in hell forever.
所以找到真神就找到永生。
But if you find the true God, you find eternal life.
没有找到真神，虽然你在拜神，还是没有永生。
And if you do not find the true God, even though you worship a God, you will not find eternal life.
差别就在这里啊。
That's the biggest difference.
所以在世界上啊，不是说啊我有拜神就好了。
So it is not enough to say, oh, I worship God today.
问题说你拜的是不是真的神？
The key is, are you worshiping the true God?
那我们现在从耶利米书再来看耶利米书第十章。
Let's read Jeremiah.
耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 10.
耶利米书第十章的第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 10.
好。为耶和华是真神，他是活神，是永远的王。他一发怒，地大震动；他一恼恨，列国都担当不起。哦，十一节。
11.
你们要对他们如此说：不是那创造天地的神，必从地上、从天下被除灭。啊，耶利米先知的时代啊，以色列百姓跑去拜偶像。
During the time of Prophet Jeremiah, the Israelites turned to the idols.
神真的是很生气。
And God was furious.
因为在灵里面，人跟神的关系好像婚姻的关系。
Because the relationship of man and God in spirit is like the relationship of
marriage. 我们现在的肉体的婚姻，到你死的时候结束了。
When we die, our marriage on earth ends.
所以天国也不嫁也不娶。
So in heavenly kingdom, people do not marry or are given in marriage.
我们在地上好像演一台戏。
In the world, we're like on a stage.
你在戏台上，有的演先生，有的演太太。
In the world, we play the role of a husband or a wife.
演有的演爸爸，有的演孩子。
Or we play the role of a parent or a child.
那下台以后就不是了。
But after the play, after you get off the stage, that's the end.
所以我们死了，就从这个世界的舞台下来了。
When we die, we depart from the stage.
所以天国不嫁也不娶。
So there is no marriage in the heavenly kingdom.
所以天国就没有肉体的夫妻，也没有肉体的父母跟子女。
In the heavenly kingdom, we do not have the fleshly relationship of spouses or parents and children.
在灵界里面，我们只有一个神。
In the spiritual world, we just have one God.
但是在灵里面
，and in the spirit.
圣经说我们洗礼是许配给基督。
The Bible says when we are baptized, we are married to Christ.
这是一种婚约。
It is the covenant of a marriage.
是在灵里面的婚约。
It's a marriage in the spirit.
那这个婚约是永远的。
And this covenant is eternal.
不但一直到离世为止，是到离世到天国还继续存在。
It lasts until the last days in the world and also in the heavenly kingdom.
所以圣经里面说主耶稣再来啊，他用羔羊婚宴的时候到来形容。
And the Bible describes Jesus' second coming as the wedding feast of the Lamb.
那个新郎是谁
？Who is the groom?
新郎就是主耶稣。
The groom is the Jesus Christ.
那新娘是谁
？Who is the bride?
新娘就是我们每一个人。
The bride is each of us.
所以新郎跟新娘的关系就是爱。
And the relationship between the bridegroom and the bride is love.
主耶稣非常爱我们。
Jesus loves us.
爱到为我们离开，牺牲在十字架上。
To the point of dying for us on the cross.
那主耶稣也希望我们爱他。
And he also wants us to love him.
能够专一的爱他。
Love him only.
好像一个太太要专一爱她的先生一样。
Just as a wife, loving her husband only.
那将来到天国
，in the heavenly kingdom，
就是我们跟主耶稣在一起。
It is a day when we are together with him，
好像婚姻的筵席一样。
Just like in a wedding feast。
那既然我们跟神之间是婚姻
，since we have a relation， we're married to God。
所以雅各书就说， 神爱我们的爱是爱到会嫉妒的。
James tells us that God loves us to the point of jealousy.
如果我们翻开加拉太书里面，嫉妒是不好的。
But we read in Galatians that jealousy is not good.
嫉妒是情欲。
Jealousy is a sinful desire.
这是跟圣灵相争的。
It's a desire that opposes the Holy Spirit.
所以要靠着圣灵的充满把嫉妒拿掉。
And it tells us to remove our jealousy by the Holy
Spirit. 因为嫉妒会让人骨头朽烂。
Because jealousy will corrupt our bones.
嫉妒会使人跟人相争。
Jealousy will cause conflicts.
但是虽然嫉妒不好，加拉太书竟然不雅各书竟然说神是忌邪的神。
Yet, James tells us that God is jealous of evil.
然后他爱我们爱到恋爱一直到会嫉妒。
And he loves us to the point of jealousy.
神是好的。
But God is good.
一切美善全备的都是从神来的。
Everything that is perfect and good is in him.
那怎么跑出一个神会嫉妒呢？
So how can God be jealous?
因为这个嫉妒是在婚姻里面的。
Because this is the jealousy in marriage.
所以虽然圣经说嫉妒是情欲。
The Bible tells us that jealousy is a lust.
但是存在婚姻里面的嫉妒是好的。
But the jealousy in marriage is good.
那你结婚以后，你先生跟另外一个女人谈得很投机，他跟你都没话讲，你不会有感觉吗？
Wouldn't you feel anything except if your husband liked to speak to another woman and not you?
那你都没有感觉，这有一点问题啊。
It would be a problem if you don't care at all.
或者说你的太太跟另外一个男人谈得很好，有说有笑，那跟你都没话讲。
Suppose your wife likes to chat and joke with another man instead of you.
当一个人开始可以沟通，就是表示心灵可以相通。
Communication, our communication shows how our heart are connected.
那这个心灵的沟通就是感情建立的开始。
And communication of the heart builds up a relationship.
所以当一个配偶开始跟另外一个异性开始能够非常沟通的时候，就已经开始发现问题就开始会出来。
So when your spouse likes to talk to another person of the opposite sex, that's a problem.
所以神会产生给我们一个嫉妒，这是一种防卫。
And God lets us be jealous as precaution.
所以当我们的心跑去贪爱这个世界。
So when our hearts turns to the world,
你爱世界超过神。
When you love this world more than you love God,
神住在我们里面的圣灵就会嫉妒。
Then the Holy Spirit who lives in us becomes jealous.
为什么我爱你爱这么爱，但是你爱世界比我爱我还多？
I love you so much. Why is it that you love me, love the world more than me?
所以圣灵会忧伤。
And you grieve the Holy Spirit.
你看有的人很久没有来教会聚会。
There are people who haven't been coming to church for a long time.
现在跪下来祷告。
And once they return and kneel down to pray,
眼泪一直丢下来,
they're moved to tears.
为什么?
Why?
嫉妒的灵在难过了。
Because the Holy Spirit is jealous and grieving.
因为你爱世界超过爱神。
Because you love the world more than you love God.
我们跟世界做朋友就是跟神为敌。
When we are friends with the world, we are enemies of God.
神会觉得很嫉妒的。
God becomes jealous.
他爱我们，为我们死，洁净我们的罪。
He loves us and died for us and cleansed our sins.
但是我们现在翻过来去爱这个世界。
And yet we turn around and love the world.
使我们犯罪，使我们死的那个世界。
We turn around to love the world that makes us sin and makes us die.
那救我们离开世界那个耶稣，我们不要，我们跑去贪爱世界。
And we don't want Jesus who saved us from the world.
所以神会嫉妒。
And God becomes jealous.
那以色列百姓就是跑去拜偶像。
So these Israelites turn to the idols.
神就嫉妒。
And God became jealous.
神就差遣先知呼唤他们回头。
He sent prophets to call them back.
回来吧。
Come back.
我要医治你们悖道的病。
I shall heal your rebellion.
甚至借着何西阿先知警告他们。
And through prophet Hosea, he warned them.
你们虽然像淫妇一样。
Although you are like an adulterous woman.
但是我还要无条件再接纳你们。
I will take you back unconditionally.
他为什么把以色列百姓形容这淫妇？
Why are the Israelites compared to an adulterous woman?
他要神也要偶像。
Because they want both God and the idols.
所以在灵里面像淫妇一样。
In the spirit, they commit adultery.
淫妇是脏的，是罪的，是没有人要的。
An adulterous woman is defiled.
但是神说，你回来吧，我还要再接纳你。
But God says, I still want you.
但是神还以色列百姓还是不回头。
But the Israelites still did not repent.
所以神要刑罚他们了，让他们回头。
And so God chastised them and punished them to turn them back.
因此这里神就借耶利米先知告诉他们。
So through prophet Jeremiah, God told them.
说唯耶和华是真神。
Only the Lord is the true God.
这个唯就是说没有第二个了。
There's no other.
哦，只有耶和华是真神。
Only the Lord is the true God.
而且他是活神。
He is the living God.
他是又真又活的神。
He is the true and living God.
真就是永远不会改变的。
What is true cannot never be changed.
会改变的就不是真神。
Otherwise, he is not a true God.
你看人拜那个偶像。
When we worship idols,
那是木头做的。
Made of wood.
哦，木头做一下去到一定年纪以后，它这个木头会烂掉。
And after some time, it will be corroded.
啊，这就不是真的。
And because it is not the true God.
天上神是真的。
The true God in heaven is true.
那他是活神。
He is the living God.
活就是表示说有生命的。
The living God with life.
哦，是你能够体验到的。
That you can experience.
你看有的一个人离世了。
When a person passes away.
哇，他的亲人来了。
And his family member
开始在哭啊，跟他拜啊，跟他喊啊。
Some weep and worship him.
有没有看到一个死人都哎，坐起来，稍微打个招呼，我去了。
Have you ever seen a dead body arise and say goodbye to them?
啊，如果一个死人真的坐起来，那大家吓跑了。
If that ever happens, people will be running away screaming.
你怎么哭，怎么叫，怎么喊，他就躺在那里就不会动。
It doesn't matter how much or how long you weep and cry, the person is still dead.
因为他是死的。
He is dead already.
但是人还没有死以前。
But before we're dead,
他还是活着。
We're still alive.
所以你到病床上看一个人。
When you visit a sick person,
有时候你跟他讲话。
When you speak to them,
那个病人不会讲话，但是他眼泪一直掉下来。
They might not be able to reply, but you can see the tears in their eyes.
因为他知道你是他的亲人。
Because they know they recognize you.
他知道他将要过去了。
They know that they're about to die.
他流下眼泪出来。
And so they shed tears.
他还活着，他有反应。
They have a response because they're still alive.
我们所拜的神就是这样。
And that's true for the God we believe in.
是活的神。
He is a living God.
是你可以体验到，你可以摸到的。
He is a God you can experience and can touch.
因此我们来拜神不是在学校里面修一门课。
And when we worship God, it's not like taking a class.
有的人联合会没有来说，哎，卡式录音带寄给我听好不好？
There are some who say, oh, I can't make it to the spiritual convocation. Can you send me the cassettes?
其实他也不是不能来啊。
And it may not be the case that he can't make it.
因为他在观念里面以为说我不需要来，我只要那录音带寄来给我听就好了。
But some actually believe that all they need to hear are the cassettes. They don't need to be here in church.
这个有什么不对呢？
What's wrong with that?
如果我们信仰是在修一门课，
If our faith is just taking classes,
哇，这个做法就太聪明了。
Then that you might be too smart for it.
啊，因为你不要花飞机票的钱，你也不需要开车，你也不要这么劳累，就录音带寄来我听听，我考试就可以通过了。
If that's all you need, then all you need, you don't need to drive, you don't need to take an airplane to attend church services.
但是这种做法已经失掉了最重要一个福气。
But you've already lost the greatest blessing.
当一个联合会有神在动工的时候，
When God works during the spiritual convocation,
神就行走在我们当中。
God walks among us.
神的能力、神的权柄、神的慈爱就运行在我们当中。
God's power and God's mercy moves among us.
所以每一个人可以感觉到神同在那种喜乐。
And every person present will feel God's abundance.
可以感觉到神同在那种平安。
Every person feels the peace of God's abundance.
可以感觉到神的能力降临的那种自由。
Every person feels the freedom when God is among us.
从你的情欲里面得到自由。
They feel the freedom from sin.
从你的忧愁患难里面得到自由。
They feel the freedom from our sorrows.
可以在神同在的时候感觉到神的爱。
And we feel God's love when God is with us.
可以在神同在的时候感觉到真正的盼望。
We feel true hope when God is with us.
这个都是因为神行在我们当中。
And it's when God walks among us.
那这是卡式录音带里面听不到的。
That's what you can never find in a cassette tape.
我们在这个地方要体验活泼的神。
We come here to experience the living God.
那因为我们体验到活泼的神，所以我们信仰也活起来了。
And when we experience the living God, our faith becomes Alive.
因为人跟神是相对的。
Because we are related to God.
比方说
，For example，
有时候你看到你在讲道理，看到下面都打瞌睡了。
When when I'm delivering a sermon and you notice the congregation have fallen asleep，
赶快按铃啊，醒过来！怎么我在讲道，大家都打瞌睡
？You might want to ring the bell and wake everyone up.
那我就想想看，为什么换我讲大家会打瞌睡
？But then I would think, why is it that people fall asleep when I speak?
因为我们没有把神讲得活起来。
Because we haven't shown them the living God.
如果这个神能够讲活起来
，If you can show people the living God,
你在讲当中有神的能力真的存在。
When God's power is in your words,
也真的能够感受到神的慈爱。
When people feel God's mercy in the words,
活起来，大家眼睛就瞪开了。
God becomes alive, and they will keep their eyes wide open.
所以人跟神这个是相对的。
We are related to God that way.
好像你对一个人
，When you're looking at,
你开始对他好
，If you're good to them,
只要他是正常人，他也对你好。
If they're a good person, then they will also be good to you.
这是互相回应的。
There's a response.
那有时候你发现为什么他对我不好
？So if a person is not good to you,
那你不是要检讨他
？Then it is not. You don't have to judge them first.
你要先检讨我自己。
You have to examine yourself.
是不是我做的不够
？Have I done not enough?
所以他的互动不够。
And so he does not respond.
或者我做错了
or maybe I've done something wrong.
所以他不同意
So he's disagreeing.
因此他的态度对我不好
When they're not good to me.
那如果我们开始改变
If we change ourselves,
你发现那个人就在变了
You might feel that person changes.
只要他是一个活的人
As long as he's alive.
神也是这样啊
Same with God.
神跟人是互动的
There's a response.
如果你拜到真正的神
，As long as you worship the true God，
你一定可以对他有体验。
You will surely experience him.
但如果你拜到这个真正的神，但是你信仰没有体验
，And if you worship the true God and yet have no experience in faith，
那我就不需要检讨神了。
Then don't need to judge God.
啊，神不公义，神不公平。
Saying God is not just.
你看哪一个弟兄哪一个姐妹他一祷告就有体验
Don't say that this brother or sister always experience God when they pray
但是我祷告都没有体验
But I never experienced God
就开始发怨言
And complain
为什么神是活的但是对你来讲神不是活的是死的呢
Why is the living God not alive to you?
这个是我有问题不是神有问题
The problem will be in you and not God
所以这就是我们所要思想的一个方向
That's something that we need to ponder upon
我怎么样能够改变我自己
How do I change myself
使我能够体验到这一位活泼的神
So that I can experience the living God
这个是很重要的一个功课
It's a very important lesson
因此我们每一次到教会里面来
Every time we're in church
我们不只是来风闻有神
Not only are we here to hear about God
我们来教会是要亲眼见到神
But we come here to see God
这样我们的信仰才会活泼
That's what makes our faith alive
我们信仰才会有力量
That's what makes our faith powerful
你仔细听
When you listen carefully
如果有一个信徒
When a believer
他信了几十年信仰都没有体验
Has never experienced God for decades
你听他来介绍他所信的耶稣
When he tells you about Jesus
然后你再听另外一个信徒
And listen to another believer
他的信仰非常有体验
Who experienced God a lot
让他来介绍他所信的耶稣
And let them tell you about Jesus
你坐在那里听
When you listen
你发现这会有什么不同
Is there a difference
绝对不同
It absolutely is a difference.
当一个人信仰没有体验
，When a person does not experience God，
他在讲他所拜的神
，When he talks about the God he worships，
他是讲观念，他是讲理论
，He talks about concepts and theories。
所以你听到最后模模糊糊，你也开始打瞌睡了。
And after a while, you doze off.
因为这个观念我已经听了一百次。
Because you've heard the same ideas hundreds of times.
我说圣经本来就这样记载啊。
And I've read it in the Bible already.
你讲也不是新事啊。
You're not saying anything new.
但是当一个人开始在讲那个活泼的神他说体验的神
But when a person talks about the living God he experienced himself
忽然间你就感觉到非常有收获
You will realize that you gain a lot
非常有造就
You are edified
因为他把神讲活了
Because they made God alive to you
他不止风闻有神他亲眼看到神
They have heard God but they also seen God
因此我们所拜的神是又真又活的神。
The God we worship is a true and living God.
那这个神的活到底活到什么程度呢
？How alive is God？
有时候你看到小孩子啊
，When you look at a child，
我们看到这个小孩子啊，太调皮，说怎么小孩子这到处跑
？Sometimes they're so naughty and they run around so much。
就是我们知道父母看到小孩子怎么这么调皮呢
？And our parents are wondering why is my kid so full of energy？
有一天啊，你小孩子坐在椅子上一动也不动
Suppose one day your child just sits on the chair and not move
你做父母你就开始忧虑了
You'll be worried
这小孩子五六岁的小孩子应该是蹦蹦跳你怎么坐在那个地方都不动
5-year-old kid should be running around Why is he not moving at
all? 你是不是没有吃饭
Did you eat?
你是不是生病
Are you sick?
就是这样
You will wonder
两个小孩子同样是活的
there are two living child.
但是一个很有力量，很活泼。
One is full of energy.
一个坐在那里不会动。
The other isn't moving at all.
所以神是活的神。
God is a living God.
那到底是怎么样的活法？
How alive is he?
那从12节开始。
From verse 12.
耶利米书第十章的十二节开始，一直到16节。
Jeremiah chapter 10 verses 12 to 16.
就在记载我们所拜的这一位活神是怎么的活法。
Tells us how God is alive.
十二节。
Verse 12.
说耶和华用能力创造大地，用智慧建立世界，用聪明铺张穹苍。这里说世界、大地、穹苍、天窗，都是神用他的能力智慧所造的。
God created the earth, the world, and the heavens by his power and his understanding.
所以神怎么活法？
How is God alive?
他用他最大的能力，无所不能的能力在活着。
He is alive in his infinite power.
你看整个宇宙神可以用他的能力在控制。
The entire universe is under God's control.
那神的活，那个活的力量有多大？
How much power is in his life?
你超过你所能够想象的。
It's beyond our understanding.
所以圣经说亚伯拉罕所拜的神，
The Bible tells us about the God of Abraham.
是叫死人复活的神。
He is the God who raises the dead.
是叫没有变成有的神。
He is the God who created something from nothing.
这个就是我们所拜的神，那个活的神，那个活的力量。
This is the living God where we worship.
死变成活。
A God who makes life from death.
这是不可能变成可能的。
From the impossible to the possible.
从没有变成有。
From nothing to something.
我们都是木头造桌子。
We create our furnitures with wood.
用面粉造馒头。
We create our bread with flour.
这个是我们人啊。
These are human creations.
有谁能够从没有变成有？
Who can make something out of nothing?
魔术师啊。
Magicians.
但是那个是骗人的。
But those are only illusions.
如果是真的，他就不需要在那表演这么辛苦。
If a magician really can make something out of nothing, he would not have to perform for a living.
能够从没有变成有，只有一个，就是神。
Only God can make something out of nothing.
神说有就有，神说成就成。
When God said, let it be, and it happened.
这个就是我们所拜的神。
That is the God we worship.
能力非常的大。
He is powerful.
下面说, 他用聪明铺张穹苍。
It continues saying that God stretched out the heavens by his understanding.
他用智慧建立世界。
He founded the world by his wisdom.
一个人读到一个博士学位。
When suppose you earn a PhD.
有时候你不要骗了，博。 不是博啦， 博士学位就是专一点。
A PhD isn't a know-it-all.
专了一点他就变博士。
They know a little bit about a particular topic.
如果有一个医生哦， 他挂一个牌说， 这个是全科的， 内科、妇科、小儿科全部， 那个你就要谨慎。
Because you would be worried if a doctor claims to know everything about the human body.
我看我们教会弟兄有的专骨科。
And there are doctors who are bone specialists.
那骨科里面又专有的手掌， 那有的这个骨， 有的腿骨。
Even in that, the doctors specialize in hands or feet.
这个都是神创造的。
These are God's creations.
你一生用你的头脑， 你研究一门， 你都研究不完。
You would just studying one specific topic would take all of your life.
所以神有多有智慧呢？
How wise is God?
神智慧是无穷的。
He is infinite.
这位神是活的神。
It is the living God.
所以当我们来靠近神，
When we draw near God,
你来向神祷告，
When we pray to him,
你不需要跟神指挥， 神啊， 要向左， 神啊， 向右。
You do not need to direct him left or right.
神啊， 我这样决定要成全， 你如果不成全， 你就不爱我。
Or God, you must do it this way, otherwise you don't love me.
好像说， 我做的才对， 如果你带的， 你就会带错。
As if we know the best and God doesn't.
这就是对我们这位活神 信心不够， 认识不清楚。
If we do that, we do not understand him enough.
再来，
then,
我们看13节。
Verse 13.
他一发声，空变有多水激动， 他使云雾从地极上腾， 他造电随雨而闪， 他从府库带出风来。 你看神有多慈爱。
How merciful is God?
说他一发声， 天上就水就下来了。
When he thunders, the waters from heaven
地上云雾也上腾了。
And the clouds rise from the earth.
开始有闪电了。
He sends lightning.
风也吹来了。
And the wind.
这个就是神的慈爱啊。
This is God's mercy.
想想看，
Imagine.
如果你住在一个地方没有风，
If there's no wind,
你怎么感觉？
How would you feel?
当然不够情调。
It's not romantic enough.
但是不只是这样啊。
But more than that,
没有风， 你就活得闷死啊。
It would be so stuffy.
如果一个地方没有下雨，
If there is no rain,
就大饥荒了。
There'll be famine.
如果一个地方没有水蒸气，
if there are no clouds or steam,
那就热死啊。
It'll be hot.
因为水蒸气在蒸发吸收热量。
Because the steam absorbs heat.
所以这一些雨下来，水蒸气上方打雷、打雷、打箭、风吹，都是神的慈爱。
It's God's mercy that there is rain and clouds and lightning.
所以我们所拜的这位神是慈爱的神。
The God we worship is a merciful God.
我们天天都在享受神的慈爱。
And we enjoy His mercy every single day.
阳光、空气、雨水。
We enjoy His sunlight, air, and rain.
都是神慈爱的创造。
All these are God's creation.
在月亮上没有。
There is none on the moon.
在火星上没有。
There is none on Mars.
在木星上没有。
There is none in Jupiter.
在人所发现的任何一个星球都没有。
There is none in any of the other planets.
只有地球才有。
All these are on Earth.
为什么？
Why?
因为地球有他所造的人。
Because God created man on Earth.
所以我们所拜的这一位活神，他是慈爱的。
The living God we worship is merciful.
无所不能的。
He is almighty.
是智慧的。
He is wise.
那我来拜他，你就会有体验。
And if we worship him, we will experience him.
那我们在想，那我要怎么样来改变我自己，我才能够体验到神的活。
How do we change ourselves to experience the living God?
我们就进入约翰福音的另外一点。
Let's turn back to John.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音的第四章。
John chapter 4.
23节
23.
约翰福音四章的23节
John chapter 4 verse 23.
时候要到，如今就是，那真正拜父的要用心灵跟诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。请读。
Yet a time is coming and now has come when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
这里说那真正拜父的，真正哦，你真的在拜神的人。
Here it talks about the true worshippers.
要怎么拜他？
How should we worship him?
用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
In spirit and truth.
那既然圣经里面讲用真，就表示那有的人是假的拜的吗？
Since there are true worshippers, are there false worshippers?
有，当然是有啊。
Yes, there is.
你如果没有照下面做，就是假的。
If you do not follow what the Bible teaches, you are false.
不是照真的去做的，就是假的。
If you not worship in truth, you are false.
那这个真的就是用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
The true worshippers worship God in spirit and in truth and sincerity.
那假的就是没有心灵，也没有诚实。
And the false worshippers do not have spirit and truth.
看起来很聪明，其实是傻瓜。
They appear wise, but they are fools.
因为他以为他可以骗神。
They think they can deceive God.
大家来聚会，我也坐在那里坐，我拜神呢。
They sit among the believers. They look like they're worshiping God.
其实心里不太情愿呢。
Maybe they're not in fact willing.
开始聚会，他就在魂游向外，头脑里面在打电话。
And during the service, their mind is somewhere else.
就开始在计划，等一下我聚完会要去哪里。
They're planning where they want to be after service.
糟糕了，我家厨房那个烧热水那个这个火炉没有关。
Or wondering whether they turn off their stove in the kitchen.
所以很多事情都跑上来了。
Think of many, many things.
人是坐在这里。
They're physically here.
两个眼睛直瞪。
Their eyes are looking ahead.
但是心里跑去做生意了。
But their hearts are already doing other businesses.
你说这个聪明吗？
Are they wise?
这个当然骗自己啊，
这
不是真的。
They're only deceiving themselves because they're not true.
神看人看内心。
God looks at a heart.
人看人看外表。
While human beings look at appearances.
所以你看婚礼一来，听帖子一来，我真的很忙，很忙，也要去点名啊。别人看你来，哦，感谢神，你很爱我，所以你要支持我。
When you receive a wedding invitation and you show up, people think like then you care about the person.
或者说丧礼。
Or for a funeral.
你再忙你也要去啊。
You would attend a funeral for someone, no matter how busy you are.
看不到你的心，你是不是真的？
People cannot see your heart to see how you feel.
但是你外表在那里呀。
But when you're physically there.
所以婚礼上你外表到就算了。
Then that seems to be enough when you attend a funeral.
因为没有人看到你的心。
No one knows how you truly feel.
但是我们常常用这种世俗的方式想要来拜神。
But we worship God often in the same way.
那就来了，坐坐就好了。
As long as you're here and you sit here for a while,
it's
good enough.
聚会一半来坐坐。
So you appear in the middle of the service.
然后聚完会马上就走。
And after the service, you're gone.
不是说那个时间短就不好。
And it's not that the time you are here, it isn't the problem.
那关键是那个心。
But the key is in your heart.
最重要那个心要在这里。
Is your heart here?
那个叫做真正拜神的。
That determines whether you're a true worshipper.
啊，以前有一阵子，这个台湾的社会在流行电视。
And
啊，在台湾呢，有一阵子这个电视在流行这个摔跤，在演那个摔跤的节目。
And for a while, wrestling was popular on TV in Taiwan.
好多这个信徒很喜欢看。
Many even believers like to watch them.
那刚好聚会时间。
But it so happens that the program is on during service time.
有的是聚会前一个小时。
Sometimes it's an hour before service.
信徒就刚好看到，看完了。
So the members will wait until the show is over.
赶快冲啊，跑到教会里面来。
And then they will rush to the church.
啊，他也在唱赞美诗啊。
So they made it to the hymn singing.
啊，他也在祷告，念哈利路亚。
They also made it to prayer, saying hallelujah.
但是他坐在那里，他整个头脑都有刚刚两个人在摔跤，那个摔来摔去还在头脑里面。
But while they're sitting in the chapel, they're still thinking about the wrestling match.
他是来的，肉体是来的。
They were there at church.
他心没有来啊。
But their heart wasn't.
所以怎么样让我们做一个真正敬拜神的人
？How could they have been a true worshipper?
就是说你在拜要来教会聚会以前。
Before you come to church to worship,
你要预备心。
You must prepare your heart.
安息日要预备心。
Prepare your hearts on the Sabbath day.
从什么时候开始预备
？When?
从礼拜五太阳下山就开始预备。
Starting from sunset on Friday.
把世俗的娱乐全部停止。
Set aside your worldly pleasures.
你这个电视节目或者录影带什么都停止，娱乐都停止。
Set aside your entertainment, your TV.
早一点睡觉。
Go to bed early.
然后礼拜六早一点起来。
And wake up early on Saturday.
精神饱满，预备心来教会。
So you can prepare your heart with full of energy to church.
那这个叫做真正敬拜神的人。
That is a true worshipper.
因为神是真的。
Because God is true.
所以我们要用真正的态度来拜他。
Therefore we worship him in truth.
我们人常常啊习惯以后，你就变成自然了。
After it becomes a habit, we do things without thinking.
你刚刚要去找一个朋友。
Suppose you visit a friend.
你路在哪里你也不熟。
The first time, you don't know the direction.
好紧张哦。
And you're nervous.
你边看地址，在那左转右转。
You walk on the streets with the direction.
别人跟你讲话，等一下，你很认真在开。
And if you're driving, you don't want anyone talking to you because you're looking for his house.
但是如果你要开回家。
But when you drive home,
你也可以打行动电话。
Maybe you probably could make calls on your cell phone.
我有看过人边开车边看报纸。
I've seen people driving and reading the paper at the same time.
这个是很高干的。
They must be experts.
因为他已经太熟了。
But because they know the way.
熟到他不需要用头脑了。
They're so good, they don't need to think about it.
所以他自然的反射，这个就可以方向盘左转右转。
So it becomes a habit. They know when to turn without even looking.
但是他的心根本就不在那里。
Their heart isn't even in it.
所以当我们很习惯来聚会的时候
，So when it becomes a habit to attend service.
所以有时候会太熟了。
Sometimes we know too much.
熟到最后变成一种习惯性的动作。
Know it too well, it becomes a reflection.
有的还没有跪下去，就开始讲灵言了。
And people would speak in tongues before they even kneel down.
那到底是圣灵充满呢，还是习惯性的？
Are they so full of spirit, or are they just speaking in tongues reflexively?
所以，当我们很熟悉在做一件事情的时候
，When we know something so well,
心很重要啊。
We have to see where our heart is.
特别是拜神、啊、
，especially when we worship God.
不可以停止聚会。
Do not stop meeting together.
像那习惯停止习惯的人
，like those who are in the habit of.In the habit of not worshiping.
一旦习惯，你要叫他来一次都很难。
When it becomes a habit not to come, it's hard to come again.
但是反过来。
But on the other hand,
我们这个习惯聚会的人
，When we are in the habit of meeting together,
我们每一次不要变成习惯。
Do not make it just a response.
要真正敬拜神。
We must do it because we truly worship God.
要用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
Worship God in spirit and in truth.
心就是你真的要用心。
Our spirit and our heart.
你在跪下来祷告。
When we kneel down to pray.
每一句话。
Everything you say.
都是从你心里告诉神。
It's from your heart to God.
我向他感谢、赞美、祈求。
Thank God. You praise Him. You ask Him for help.
不是习惯动作。
You're not doing it out of habit.
是从我的心出来的。
But it comes from your heart every time.
这个叫做用心灵来拜他。
That's worshiping God in spirit.
诚实
and in truth,
圣经又叫做真理、就是要用合圣经的方法来敬拜他
We worship God according to what the Bible tells us
努力用圣经的话来 调整我们的心。
We use the words of the Bible to change our hearts.
来调整我们的生活。
To change our lives.
这样叫做真正敬拜神。
That's worshiping God in truth.
我们所拜的神是真的。
The God we worship is true.
如果我们是一个真正敬拜神的人
，If we are a true worshipper,
我们的生活就会有真正的体验。
And our life will have true experiences in life.
好像圣经里面说
，Just like the Bible says.
说主耶稣是我们看得见、听得到、摸得到的。
We can see, we can hear, and we can touch the Lord Jesus.
因为他是真神。
Because he is the true God.
为什么我们可以看得见、听得到、摸得到
？How can we see, hear, and touch him?
因为我们是一个真正敬拜神的人。
Because we are true worshippers.
那今天早上跟大家分享啊，约翰福音两个真。
Today I share with you the two true in the Gospel of John.
一个是真神。
First, the true God.
第二个是真正敬拜神的人。
Second, the true worshipper.
我们下一次再继续。
And I'll continue this message later.
上次